Today is Thursday.
What are Thursdays?
Feeling frisky, especially on Thursdays.
Thursdays are for me.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
I can't work Thursdays.
When do you work?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
I'm a radio host.
I work at radio.
That's not a real job.
That's not a real job.
Radio people are the coolest.
We're mass communicating, all right?
Let's do this.
Now we begin.
All right, kids, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Talk about live and local. It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And have you ever just woken up with all of these things in your head that you just don't know where to start? So many things happening this morning that I honestly don't know where to start. You know, do I start with the fact that all over the news, these different broadcasters are coming together for COVID, which is a joke because they list all these different companies. And you know what? All those companies are owned by like five groups. Even all the radio stations, they list off all these radio stations and they're owned like by two, three groups. This is where you have to find the information for yourself. Thank you so much for joining me today, because this is the information that you're not going to get any place else. You're not going to get it in the mainstream media. Why is that? Because they're owned by corporations. That's all. They don't care about the local communities. They care about dollars and who's going to be advertising with them. And I tell you, this is going to get messy. It's going to get very messy. But I had an amazing night last night. I got an email yesterday that said, hey, you talk a lot about Joey Gilbert and businesses opening up, no restrictions, mask free. It's their legal right. It's their constitutional right. Make a list of the people. I will go there. I will be their patron. Okay. If you are a business owner who wants to step up, like the business owners in LA, the business owners in New Jersey, the gym owner that has now $1.2 million in fines, and still keeps his business open, please email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Text us 884-9910. Call in 884-9910. However you want to get the information to me, get it to me about your business, that you're done playing these BS games, and you will open your business. I will put your name on a list for everybody to see. For everybody to come and be a part of your support. Because we have to do this for ourselves. And we have to weed out the people who support the Constitution and those who don't. If you need help, if you need that rod to go into your spine to give it a little bit more support for the backbone, contact Joey Gilbert at Joey Gilbert Law. He's got the information you need. He's got the affidavits. He's got the paperwork you need to have on hand. He's got what you need to do if OSHA or anybody comes to harass you. And you have to take a stand. Like White Pine County. White Pines County in Nevada. They just stuck it to Governor Sisolak the other day. And this is what we all need to do. They nullified the governor's COVID restrictions, declaring their own economic emergency. White Pines County, where are they? There, next to the Utah border. Learn Nevada. Pull out a map. We need to do this. So many people showed up at the Washoe County Commissioners meeting the other day demanding that we open up. Elected officials, sorry, caught myself. Elected representatives have lost their minds. Learn your rights. I'm going to have Sean Meehan or Meehan back on with me because so many people are talking now. You get something stuck in your head. January 6th. What's happening on January 6th? And because so many people don't know the Constitution, they don't know their legal rights, they don't know what's going on with this election, we're going to have Sean back on just to explain it once again. Because this election isn't over. This pandemic was over a long time ago because it never even started. You have forecasters out there, and you have them right here in Washoe County. Because now, look at that, they have this little monitor, and they're going to forecast for Washoe County what they have to do with the health department, shutting people down. They're going to forecast it. So you mean they're going to guess? Just like everybody else. I got the video right here of a woman who went to the county commissioner's meeting with her video of nobody being in the renowned parking garage that's set up just for COVID patients. They didn't like that. They didn't like somebody getting video, so now all of the doors that had the open windows hadn't been papered over yet. Those are all sealed up, so you can't get in there and check it out now. But you know what? We will overcome this, but only with each other. Definitely not with the media. Even media that calls themselves local, but they're not owned by local people. They're owned by corporations, not even for a lot of them, not even in this state. White Pines County did it. Yeah, they have a population of, let's see, as of 2018, just about 9,500 people. But so what? It's the same concept. And I love how they put in this article from the Federalist Papers. You have to go all the way to the federalistpapers.org to find great stuff like this. It turns out the governor does not have the authority to withhold those funds according to the CARE Act itself, as uncovered by Nevada Attorney, hopefully at some point Nevada Attorney General, Joey Gilbert. White Pines County commissioners wasted no time approving a resolution declaring their own economic emergency, thereby rendering Governor Sisolak's null and void. The counties have the power. You need to get on this. You need to contact every single county commissioner in whatever county you live in and make them take control. Make them do the will of the people. The numbers for COVID do not match up from what they're putting out and for what the actual documented numbers are. Numbers don't lie. People lie through their teeth. Why? To protect their jobs, protect their income. Because as you see, state and county employees, they got paid. Businesses? No. You'll need to restrict the number of people you have in your business. No, you'll need to wear masks. We have families being thrown off of planes because a two-year-old can't keep a mask on. Parents forcing their child, a two-year-old, to cover up her face. That little girl is smarter than the people running United Airlines or the people that are on United Airlines forcing this bull squat. Bull scat. You know what I want to say. But I still have to work within the rules. COVID, the elections. This is all the greatest hoax that has ever been perpetrated on humanity. Using equipment to manipulate elections in other countries. Come on. Now it's being used in this country. Why? Because they needed it. Because a man like Donald Trump with the truth came along. Somebody finally working for the American people, for the United States Constitution. Not all those pay-to-play politicians, not all those let's just go along to get along politicians. All those politicians who have ties to China, like Mitch McConnell. Oh yeah, he's got direct ties to China. And he's a millionaire. I will trust a billionaire who's given away his fortune to save this country than any politician who has gone into politics and become a millionaire. And you in Douglas County just elected someone who doesn't care, just wants to be in office because his wife is pushing him. Amy Tarkanian, you want to call into the show? 884-9910. Pick up the phone. Why do I bring up her name? Amy Tarkanian, moving up here from Las Vegas. Why? To get her husband elected to office because he kept failing down south. This is a tweet from Amy Tarkanian. I woke up to snow. That's better than racism. Just wait until I release how awful it is up in Douglas County. Girl, 884-9910. Let's hear it. Kind of besmirching the Tarkanian name, don't you think? We'll be back after I take a breath right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
He was a meth head with an unhealthy attraction to farm animals.
Sir, step away from the cow.
She was the county sheriff with a heart of gold. Tonight on Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas, the Hallmark Channel original, A County Jail Christmas.
Pookie, I got you something for Christmas.
Lime chili shrimp ramen. I love you, Sheriff.
Regardless of how you smuggle it in, love is never contraband.
Sheriff, can you make a sound like a goat?
A County Jail Christmas.
Oh, Sheriff.
Only on the Hallmark Channel.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I took my deep breath. I'm back. I'm ready to go. Talk and text lines are open until 10:38 because we're going to have a special guest with us from Uncover DC, Tracy Beans. Huge following. She'll be joining us to Uncover DC for us coming up in just a little bit. Right now, though, Scott's on the line, wants to talk about politicians. Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling into the program today.
Yeah, hi, Monica. Hey, I'm just really concerned about China and about, you know, their being our greatest threat to the U.S. Could you kind of elaborate on, you know, why Nancy Pelosi won't throw this yo-yo off the, you know, Intel committee, you know, when he's probably divulging U.S. secrets to the Chinese?
Why didn't anything happen to Dianne Feinstein when it was discovered her Chinese chauffeur was a spy and had been for 25 years? Why did nothing happen to her? Because China already owns a great stake in this country. They own politicians. They own sports figures. They own entertainment industries. They own people, literally.
Well, yeah, it just really concerns me. I mean, you know, that... Are we going to be under the lordship of China? It's like, I don't want to become a communist country. I don't want to become a socialist country, you know, and this is just a real concern of mine.
Scott, that's where we have to patronize businesses that aren't putting up with this COVID BS. That's why we have to get people the information that they need, because probably 70 to 80% of people still watch the mainstream media in the evening. You know, they go for the evening news. It's routine. They don't get the information that they need. And, you know, for how many decades, Scott, have people been talking about what's really going on with the International Monetary Fund, with the World Economic Forum, all of the elite who meet at Bilderberg, who meet at Davos to make the decisions that will control our lives? And all of a sudden, oh, now they're starting to realize that it's been true for the last 40 years what people have been saying, what they have described as, you know, conspiracy theories. You know, the people who are doing this to us made up that term to make people look crazy. And we're the only ones that are actually sane, Scott.
Yeah. I listen to your show almost on a daily basis, and I appreciate you always speaking the truth, and that you're really kind of opening up a lot of people's eyes about what's actually going on with this so-called pandemic. You know, it really isn't a pandemic. It's just, you know, a bunch of governors, you know, hungry for power, you know, I mean, so, but anyway, I thank you for your time and talking to me, and
thanks,
keep up,
Scott,
the good work.
Thank you. I will keep doing what I'm doing as long as you keep listening and supporting. And, you know, I don't know if it's good work, but it's the truth. It is just the flat out truth. Hardcore Republicans, not elected politicians, hardcore Republicans are waking up to the fact of what's going on. Why Donald J. Trump has been so villainized over the last 5 years, because you got to remember that year that he was running too, because he was speaking the truth. He was trying to take America back from the communists, back, give it back the control to the American people. And I'm sorry, Gordon, thank you so much. It was written as White Pines. I read it as White Pines. It's White Pine County, not plural. It's okay to be critical. Gordon, it's okay to be critical for everybody. It's okay to be critical when you are correcting to the truth. We all have to be critical. And we have to start speaking our mind more. Unless you're Amy Tarkanian calling 3 days ago Douglas County racist. Seriously? You move up to a county to get your husband elected, and you start calling the people of that county racist. What do you think, Douglas County? Are you happy that you elected him now? Because I have a letter from Mark Amaday's office that says he's going to run for Congress. Really? That's who you'd want in Congress representing you? Well, we'll see about that. Because I'll be running against him, and I'm not going to be quiet. It is time that real Republicans shake things up and get the rhinos, get the bought and paid for out, and get real Americans, real Nevadans into office. And with what's going on with the Dominion voting machines, because it's been played by both sides, I don't know. Was Danny even really elected? Might want to look into that. We'll be back right after this Fox News break with the one and only Tracy Beans and a chance for you at some point this hour or maybe even the next to win our last gift certificate for the chocolate shop. Yes, our last one. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and every day. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you head on over to our podcast. Always good stuff on there, including the podcast with Joey Gilbert, Joey Gilbert Law, letting everyone know that Governor Sisolak's shutdown is unconstitutional. The OSHA fines, the OSHA raids, unconstitutional. Please stand up for your business. It is imperative right now that you stand up because we are being bulldozed. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should more Nevada counties follow suit? White Pine County has nullified the governor's COVID restrictions by declaring their own economic emergency. Should more Nevada counties follow suit? Yes or no? Log on. While you're there, make sure you go on over to my page and check out all the great information. You'll find interviews with General Flynn there. You'll find the podcast, which this will be a wonderful podcast because I've got a guest joining us right now who is about the truth. Not the mainstream media, about the truth. And that's why I had to have her on today. So please welcome to the program here in Northern Nevada, Tracy Beans, the editor of Uncover DC. Tracy is one of those journalists that actually gets out and does the investigating. She's the editor in chief of Undercover DC, whose sole purpose, like I said, is the truth. And that's what we need. So much so is she a social media phenomenon that, people like that guy in, President Trump retweets her and gets her information out. Tracy, thank you, and God bless you for what you're doing. Thank you for being on the program today.
So glad to be here. I know Joey Gilbert, actually. We did a story about the lawsuit against Sisolak in regards to hydroxychloroquine. So he's a great guy. I'm glad you're talking with him.
I am. He's been on the show numerous times, and I tell you, Tracy, I'm really hoping for the future. It's not just attorney, it's attorney general for Nevada. So, Tracy, I hate this. We just had our electors here in Nevada put in the alternate electoral votes for President Trump, and they have been branded by the left here in Nevada as traitors. And I'm pretty sure there's probably going to be some Republicans in there, too. But they have been branded as traitors because people don't know the Constitution. And it's not just Nevada who is putting forth these alternate electors. Explain to people what's really going on with these lawsuits.
Yeah, sure. There's more than just lawsuits, too. I mean, this is really the epitome of a contested election. And God bless those brave patriots for doing what they did. I watched them do it. I watched them do their duty outside over there in Nevada.
Michigan, not allowed inside the building. Thank you very much.
Look, either way, those papers go to the right place. I don't care if they were standing on top of Mount Everest, as long as they got it done. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, so it was great to watch. But, there's a bunch of lawsuits. There's lawsuits in front of the Supreme Court right now that are just kind of pending, sitting out there on the docket, waiting for some action. There's also a forensic audit about to be undertaken in Arizona on all of the Maricopa County machines and their ballot images, which is so absolutely massive. Wisconsin Supreme Court just ruled in favor the other day of the Republican Party in Wisconsin on over 200,000 ballots that were cast by people claiming indefinite confinement illegally. You've got Pennsylvania, who broke their own state constitution by passing voter legislation without an amendment. You've got Georgia that's running a faulty signature audit right now without letting watchers watch again. So there's tons going on right now in regards to this election, and sending those alternate slates allows those things to continue so that when they meet on January 6th, if more of this comes to light, and even if court decisions don't go the way of justice, those brave people can make a decision to either cancel out the electors altogether or take the correct slate.
And they are brave, because we've seen witnesses, we've seen people who have filled out affidavits who have been threatened. They've lost jobs, their families have been threatened, and yet they're standing by their truth. They are standing by and they are taking the threats because they're not going to let this happen. Let's go back to what you just said about Arizona and Maricopa County, because this is bigger than people think, and the media is just kind of blowing past it like it's another one of those situations from Michigan. What happened in Michigan was a very small county. In Maricopa, that is, like, from what I understand, that's about 2/3 of Arizona's votes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's very important, because when the forensic audit is done on the machines themselves, they're going to likely use the same methods that they used in Antrim, Michigan. And they'll find, if they do that, I'm sure, the same exact formula, that 68% of scanned ballots are rejected to go to adjudication. And if that happens, the person adjudicating can change those ballots, which is why they've also requested the ballot images, because they can then, compare. First of all, they can see if those ballot images on the images, whether or not those ballots were ever mailed, by looking at the quality of the image and forensically examining that. Secondly, they can take the scanned image and cross-reference it against what the final tally was, and see if any of these ballots were changed during adjudication. If these two things come back as true, they cannot, absolutely cannot, continue with the certification of Arizona's electoral votes that way. They can't. And I think it'll open up the door for more of these audits to take place. If there are people who will order them, if a judge will step forward and say, this is, you know, this is how the first one happens. A judge actually allowed some evidence for once. And there's a very strategic reason why these judges are not allowing evidence that I'd be happy to get into if you'd like.
I would love to, because I am glad that here in Nevada that the governor has actually certified the election, because this is all going to go back to the executive order that was put out in September of 2018. And it's about time we drain the swamp, not only in D.C. that, you know, you're dealing with firsthand right on top of, but draining the swamp in every single state. Please explain what's going to go on with all of this.
Sure. So you guys had Jesse Banal representing you out there, and I wouldn't have asked for a better attorney to be doing what he did yesterday at the Senate Judiciary Committee of the Homeland Security hearing. He was absolutely phenomenal. Hard evidence, guys. This wasn't some, you know, conspiracy theory. He had numbers. But what's happening is these cases are going and judges are dismissing them without evidentiary hearing. When those cases are appealed to the higher court, you can't then start adding all your evidence into the case. Whatever happens at the ground floor kind of travels up the ladder. So if these cases get to the Supreme Court without their evidentiary hearings completed, then the Supreme Court cannot look at that evidence. They're ruling on the merits of the appeal, on the technicality of why it was dismissed in the first place, if that makes sense. So these activist judges not allowing evidence to be introduced are basically corrupting the appeals process, probably purposefully, I have to say, so that if these things get up to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court can't rule on the merits of the evidence of fraud.
We are going to see an explosion here really soon. I'm hoping it doesn't go until January 6th, but what do you think? Because so many people are still listening to the mainstream media. They're still watching their, you know, the local TV at night, and they're not really digging in to the information that is actually out there being put out by real investigative journalists like yourself. For the people who are enlightened, what should they be doing?
Calling their representatives constantly, especially in these states. Shower Mitch McConnell's office with thousands and thousands of phone calls, because here's the way I look at it. Until every pathway is completely exhausted and there's no legal remedy or constitutional remedy, there is literally no reason why the American people should stop fighting for an election with integrity. And there's facts and data out there to support everything that most of these investigative journalists and, you know, not legacy media sources are saying. And it's a shame that even a lot of radio hosts, obviously not yourself, but a lot are saying, oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, that's a long shot. And actually, it's not a long shot if the American people keep the pressure on. If the American people keep the pressure on, it is a good shot. These representatives feel that. It
unfortunately,
really is. And, you know,
unfortunately, the show before me and the show after me are both on that page of denial and just, you know, giving up and saying, oh, yeah, it is President-elect Biden. And it's not.
It's not. It's absolutely not. And not technically, and not, you know, you can't say with a contested slate in seven states that he's the president-elect of anything. To do so is to just blatantly lie to the American people. And they're trying to basically get people to roll over so that they can just go on with what they were doing. And, you know, everybody gets their cushy lobbying jobs and people get the money back in their pockets and the American people suffer because of it. And the only way that we're going to be able to stop that process is to keep doing what, first of all, what you're doing right now and what, you know, what other people are doing in this activism that conservatives are not very used to, but need to start getting used to quickly.
Well, and I think it's uncovering a lot of the Republicans out there who aren't really Republicans. They look at the Secretary of State of Georgia. He's going to flip parties once this is all said and done. He's going to become a Democrat, which he pretty much already is.
Yeah, that's happening a lot. But then you've got, you know, Vernon Jones flipping over the other way. So it's absolutely upside down crazy world. But I think it's a good thing that we know who is for the American people and who is not. And there have been a lot of brave people that have taken a lot of risk in continuing to fight for the truth on this. We need to remember who they are and we need to thank them, because it's, think about the amount of pushback and the power struggle they're under and the threats that they're receiving to stand up at the Electoral College like Mo Brooks is saying he's going to do to challenge all of this. They're patriots. They need to be treated like they are.
They truly are. And so are you. And we thank you so much for your investigative work, because investigative journalists out there, that's just not what they are. They want to get their interviews, and so that's all they do is spout the press releases. That's not your style. Please let everybody know how they can find your work and support you, and so you can continue on.
Thank you so much. You guys can go to uncoverdc.com. We've got a great team of writers there, and you can find me on Twitter at Tracy Beans with a Z at the end, and also Uncover DC is at Uncover DC. We're on Parler and all the other ones too. We're everywhere.
All right. And you should be, because we've got to get this information out. Tracy Beans, thank you so much for joining the Monica Jay Show today, and God bless. Please get out there and continuing uncovering everything, not just DC.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too as well. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. I got a chance to say Merry Christmas to the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club last night. And, you know, it's not just women. It's the men that are there. It was the staff at Paisans and the owner, Mike. It was such a great experience last night to have our Christmas party, because I saw a horrendous, horrendous commercial last night as I was trying to relax and decompress from such a great event. And it was a beer commercial. A beer commercial that just, you know, wasn't even talking. You had to read it. Just all these pictures. And the line that got me was what people were being thankful for. And one of the lines was, "No more Christmas parties." That just seemed to be kind of an open-ended statement. What do you mean by no more Christmas parties? Do you mean this year? Or are you going with the agenda of people like Fauci, who doesn't even want people shaking hands ever again? Do we not want Christmas parties ever again? Company Christmas parties? I know I do. I want club Christmas parties. I want work Christmas parties. Christmas parties at my home. Normally, I tell my husband there's going to be, you know, 25, 30 people. Normally, we have about 50 that show up. This is what's happening around you right now. It is control of your life and what you are allowed to and what you are not allowed to do, all under the guise of a deadly disease that is not the deadliest disease we have. It's a virus. Tuberculosis takes out more people. Look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. But Washoe County, other counties, Governor Sisolak. Yeah, I don't think being honest with Nevadans is really on their list right now, because it all boils down to money. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show. Phone lines are open. Talk and text at 884-9910. After this quick break, still got a chance to win that Chocolate Shock certificate. Our last one on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk weather.
This quick-hitting storm going to give way to partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. Clear, 21 tonight. Tomorrow, back in the low to mid-40s, 50-degree weather with sunshine for the weekend. Weather brought to you by Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You too should hire Mary Jo and the Brummer Group at RE/MAX Realty as your real estate agent. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Hey, I'll take whatever I can get to be in your life, and I thank you for being in my life. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. As we wrap up this hour, I do want to let you know today is the last day that you can win that $25 gift certificate for a box of chocolate truffles from the chocolate shop. It's a little late now, so we'll take it on in to the next hour. I want to hear from people in Douglas County. Here you had a $30,000 report come out that said that Amy Dodson did nothing wrong with basically what happened at the library, what revolved around BLM, the sheriff's department. Now we have Amy Tarkanian tweeting out to all of her followers that Douglas County is racist. And she's going to be releasing this information. Well, Douglas County, how do you feel about electing her husband, a transplant from Las Vegas, onto your commission? How do you feel about that now? I'd love to hear from you. Because it's Republicans like these. You have to remember, Amy Tarkanian has a voice. She goes on all the news programs. Is that the voice, the message that you want going out? That you're racist? We'll be back after this.